Today in Accra, the ruling New Patriotic Party is holding its rally at the Accra Academy High School here in Accra, and is expected to be a mammoth rally. I'll be going there in the next hour or two to witness what is going on there. In the central region, you have the Convention People's Party, the first party to rule Ghana, holding its last rally there. And then the main opposition, National Democratic Congress, will be holding its last election campaign at Tema, a suburb of Accra, today, Friday.
If you talk to election officials, do they say they are ready with the logistics, ballot papers and stuff, ready to go on Sunday?
Absolutely. I went to the Electoral Commission office today to get some credentials in order to get to the strong room after the election. And the operations manager told me that they have everything in place. They sent logistics to the place about a month ago. So they are all standing by, well coordinated, and it will be a smooth run. I was there when the African Union observers, poll observers, were there, and they were asking questions surrounding these same circumstances. And the commissioner said that they are almost ready. What is left to be done is for the actual voting to take place. And that is what they are waiting for.
How about on the security front? The security, okay.
On the security front, all the security agencies met last month, and they have been meeting frequently to ensure that peace and quiet is restored. Ghana's president, or outgoing president, John Adekunle Akufo, said that he expects Ghanaians to live up to their reputation of peaceful existence and going to the polls to vote and ensure that their vote counts. And former president of Nigeria, General Gowon, said that Ghana has always lived up to its reputation of being a bastion of stability on the South African sub-region, and he expects less for that to happen. But so far what he has witnessed is that the election will run smoothly. The Electoral Commissioner also said that for four consecutive elections, it has held elections or organized elections that met international standard, and they ensure that each election is an improvement of the previous election. So all seem to be ready ahead of Sunday's election.
And lastly, given the tight nature of this race, if the no candidate gets the 50 plus one vote, when is the runoff supposed to take place?
The runoff is supposed to be, according to the country's constitution, the runoff is supposed to be 3 weeks after the first round of voting. So 3 weeks after the first round of voting will be December 28th. So if the main leading parties, either the ruling New Patriotic Party or main opposition party, National Democratic Congress, or the other opposition party, Convention People's Party, and the PNC, none of them wins the 50% plus one of the valid vote cast on Sunday, then there will be a runoff on December 28th.